Yes, welcome back into the Wednesday installment of the Auburn Daily Show. I am Harrison Tarr, joined today, as I am every Wednesday, by the always dangerous Dylan Lark. You never know what kind of shade that man's going to throw next. It's kind of his shtick. Dill, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing all right. I got to sleep in the day. It's not something that I've been able to do all week, so I'm a little groggy, but I'm up. I'm ready to talk about Auburn football as A-Day is approaching very quickly.
Just 3 days away from the annual spring scrimmage in the first installment of A-Day under the tenure of Coach Hugh Freeze. Lots of conversation going on this week. People are eating up this A-Day content. We are eating up the A-Day content. I'm listening to other people, reading other people, trying to figure out what I think I know, what they think they know, and what I've come to conclusion here is that none of us really know. And we have a lot more questions than we have answers. I don't know that we'll get those answers on Saturday, Dylan, but let's go ahead. Today we're going to talk about three guys. Each of us are going to list our top three. You may throw in an honorable mention if we've got time at the bottom of the show, Dylan, that you're looking that has have the most to prove in terms of whether that be to the coaching staff or the fan base, because let's not ignore the fact that Auburn's a critical fan base here, and then there's nothing to be said negatively about that. You have high expectations, championship expectations, and that's okay. You're in the SEC. But let's dive right into it. I'm going to go in reverse order. We'll start with three and work our way to one, or do you want to go top to bottom? I think bottom to top makes more sense.
I'm fine with either.
All right. Give me your number three guy that you're watching that has the most to prove, whether it be to themselves or to the fan base in Auburn spring scrimmage on Saturday.
I'm going to go with Elijah McAllister. Transfer from Vanderbilt and kind of came in as like the guy until around the same time that Keldrick Falk got onto the field.
Sure.
And it kind of seems like those two have been battling it out. And, you know, whenever a fifth year is battling out with a freshman, kind of puts a little bit more weight on the shoulders of the senior because, you know, you're not supposed to give up your position that easily. And if Elijah McAllister does not perform up to par, I think we see one of the true freshmen in Keldrick Falk start in 2023. One of probably three true freshmen that might see the field very early when the season starts.
What would you like to see out of Elijah McAllister, rather, in A-Day to make you feel like this is going to be a continued battle going into the fall camp in 2023?
So as he is playing the Jack, which is mostly on the right side of against the offensive line, so he will be going up against Gunnar Britton, who we've all spoken in length about is going to be a stud at right tackle or left tackle. Wherever he is put, he's going to be a stud. I want to see him try to get a little bit of pressure. If he struggles and Keldrick Falk performs well, then Elijah McAllister may start off the season as a bench warmer. But you got to see him get pressure. You got to see him at least make an effort to get to the quarterback and try to disrupt the run in some way, shape, or form.
There's certainly a reason that Freeze and Company brought Elijah McAllister on board, bringing that SEC experience with him, whether that be from Vanderbilt or not. I have a spin zone on that. That means that
you're Donovan Kaufman's from Vanderbilt too.
What'd you say?
Donovan Kaufman's from Vanderbilt too.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a spin zone argument that actually means that that if you stood out at Vanderbilt, that you were really working your butt off to make sure that you didn't get torched or get run over. I like the Elijah McAllister pick. I'm going to stay on the defensive side of the ball as well. I'm going to go with Nehemiah Pritchett, and I know that that's going to raise some eyebrows, if you will, and that's probably why I'm saying it, Dylan, to be completely candid with you. Nehemiah Pritchett had a decent campaign in 2022. If you look back post the Brian Harsin release and parting of ways, he got better. And I know that there was the running gag that you could hear throughout the stands about, Nehemiah Pritchett's going to get burned or Nehemiah Pritchett really doesn't know where he's at in coverage. I don't think that's the case. I've gone on record on the College Loop and here on the Auburn Daily. I think that a solid 2023 campaign could find Nehemiah Pritchett drafted, maybe not on that first day, but in the second or third round in the 2024 installment of the NFL draft. That's why I'm curious to see if he can really step up. And I mean, that room is so, so, so packed, Nolan. That's like the DBs are the one position that you really, if you're an Auburn fan and you're looking around the ball, DBs, don't worry. DBs and running backs, you're okay. You're in good shape. You could always use more DBs. You can always use more running backs. That's kind of a coach's slogan, right? But this room's going to be solid, and there's not a lot of room for error. I mean, if you look in your rearview mirror, Kyan Lee's waiting for that moment. And he's going to be play on Sundays. And I haven't seen him play a snap at the collegiate level yet, and I don't really have to. I'm all in on the Kyan Lee propaganda that he's a Sunday kind of guy. But right now, in your last year of eligibility, or return after making the decision to return to the Plains, Nehemiah Pritchett's got a lot of a chip on a large chip on his shoulder that he's got to come out and show everybody, hey, I can be one of the premier defensive backs in the SEC. That being said, on Saturday, this receiver group, we've got a lot of expectations around. And we're going to talk more receivers here in a minute. I'm confident, at least I know I'm going to, so I'll go ahead and foreshadow. But this is an opportunity for you to get in front of the Auburn fan base. And I do think there's an element to A-Day where you can provide some comfort to some fans, because you read in – everyone's going to read into it way more than we actually should, because it is a practice. But Nehemiah Pritchett has an opportunity here to go out and show, hey, I've gotten better. There's a reason I came back. I believe in myself. I believe in what Coach Freeze is doing and what Auburn's doing, and that I am the lockdown defensive back that I think I can be, and I know I can be. So I'm going with Nehemiah Pritchett, Dylan, and I'm curious to see your second pick here, your second guy as we're climbing this ladder of our top three individual expectation list here for A-Day. Who are you going with?
Robbie Ashford. Going with my gut at quarterback. Right now, I think Ashford is probably the better choice for quarterback, just because I think he offers more of a dual threat ability that Hugh Freeze and Ron Roberts have had the most success Philip Montgomery and Hugh Freeze have had the most success with a dual threat quarterback in their careers. And I think Robbie Ashford, I went to practice on Monday. He performed very well. It was amazing. He had a very nice stroke on the deep ball. He took over for the ones, and the ones pretty much hit every stride on the way down the field on their little scrimmage. I'm looking for Robbie Ashford to kind of show that he is the guy, and hopefully kind of show that we don't need a transfer quarterback. I know it's a spring game, but if he shows nice improvement with his poise, if he's able to make the right reads, get the ball down the field, and, you know, escape the pocket when he needs to, I think that's going to show that, you know, this is his team. He wants to be the starter. He is the starter. And when you have a guy who has started a game before, that's it's kind of hard to get him to, you know, agree to be a bench warmer, to agree to go to the bench, agree to wait in the shadows until, you know, an injury or you're up by 40 points. And I think Robbie Ashford has so much to prove, and, you know, he wears his emotions on his shoulder. So he'll be playing hard on A-Day.
The Ashford conversation is an interesting one, Dylan, because we've heard lots of things about this quarterback room and not a lot of good ones throughout spring practice. Now, whether that's coach speak and Hugh Freeze not wanting to really let us know where everything stands, or whether there's some validity to that statement, that's up for interpretation. I do want to keep it in mind that everything that, for those of you listening at home or watching on YouTube, these media windows that we've been allowed access to go watch spring ball have been 30 to 45 minutes long. It's not like we're there for the entire period of actual on-field work. That being said, Robbie Ashford's got a ton to prove on Saturday, Dylan, and it's tough to measure a dual-threat quarterback or a scramble-first roll-out quarterback like Robbie Ashford when you can't hit him, when you can't bring him down. It's a new challenge that he's going to have to find a way to impress people, which means he's going to have to do it in large by his arm. We will see how the progression has gone there, how the state of his shoulder in terms of health. And you mentioned his tendencies to wear his emotions on his sleeve. And that can be a good thing and a bad thing at the quarterback position. You do want to see some maturity. I don't know how you show that on A-Day. I would imagine you're showing that throughout the duration of spring camp. But there's no blocking out the noise that a lot of people don't think that the Auburn starting quarterback in 2023 is on this roster right now. That being said, can Robbie Ashford keep that in the back of his mind and use that as that positive fuel, opposed to what we've seen in the past where he can get a little bit overcompensatory, if that's a word I just made up, but overcompensates a little bit too much, using that fuel to sometimes his disadvantage. So something to keep an eye on for sure. All eyes will be on the quarterback room, and we'll talk more quarterback here in just a moment. I'm about to jump over to my number two guy. But before I do that, Dylan, I would recommend that you turn off your ringer, but that's okay.
All right.
It happens. I'm on a Mac as well. It's liable to happen any moment. But before we hop over to my number two guy, I wanted to take a moment and talk to you guys about our friends over at Prize Picks. This season, Auburn Daily has partnered with Prize Picks to bring some fun and variety to the picks in 2023. Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers, predict the over or under for the next game, and win big prizes if they do well. My favorite part, Dylan, they have flex options, which is so clutch, and it can make allow me to use different sports, different athletes across different leagues. They have flex options where you can still get paid on winning only 3 of 5 or 2 of 3, and you can have multiple sports in the same parlay. It's super clutch, a lot of fun. You got Masters Week coming up, MLB's here. Best of all, use promo code Auburn, that's AUBURN, to receive double your first deposit up to $100. That's promo code Auburn, AUBURN, for double your first deposit. This professional baseball season, golf season, win some money with the Prize Picks and the Auburn Daily. Use promo code Auburn for double your first deposit up to $100. I'm getting fired up for the Masters and MLB season. I don't know if you could tell by my ad read there. Dylan, let's jump back into our top three guys. We're talking Auburn football, A-Day, right around the corner right here on the Auburn Daily Show. Top three guys that Dylan and I are both looking for, respectively. So we're each giving a three-person list of, in terms of most approved on Saturday. I'm going to my number two guy. I'm going with Nick Mardner, the transfer wide receiver from Cincinnati. This is a guy that we've heard a lot about through spring camp. I don't know that he's going to get a ton of touches on Saturday just because that's how A-Day usually shakes out. I'm not sure that Coy Moore or Camden Brown are going to get a ton of touches on Saturday, just to be completely candid, Dylan. But that being said, this receiving room left a lot to be desired in 2022. Now, whether that's a lack of trust in the quarterback carousel, the lack of time given to the quarterbacks behind that offensive line, which has been completely reconstructed, that's up for interpretation. But it will be a point of interest. Skill positions always are in 2023. Dylan, I want to ask you, I guess I'm asking you about my guy. What are your expectations for Nick Mardner? Because I think that this guy is going to come in and make a bigger impact than we maybe even thought when he transferred.
Yeah, if you're expecting a huge improvement for the wide receiver position, I mean, if you go back, Auburn fans haven't seen a decent receiving corps since Seth Williams. And even then, after Seth Williams, there wasn't really a true number two threat. Right now, Auburn's going into the season with Camden Brown and Nick Mardner as the 1 and 2 guy. And you kind of expect Nick Mardner to take over that 2 role from Camden Brown and try to – he probably won't put up 1,000 yards. He probably won't put up 500 yards. But I think he'll show the red zone threat ability. And with the new A-Day format being just defense has like 20-something points, 24 points, 28 points, 20,
I've 30. I've heard anywhere between 24 and 28.
And the offense has to go down the field and score from wherever Hugh Freeze wants to try it out from. I think once you get inside that 20, it's kind of hard not to look towards the 6'6" guy. So you're probably going to see a lot more 50-50 balls going to Nick Mardner. And he's mostly known for his speed, his ability to get past DBs with the speed, which, I mean, I've been comparing him to Quentin Johnston all offseason because – he looks like him, same build, same speed, and same height. And if he can show the ability to jump up and get it out of the and snag a ball out of the air, I think that shows a lot of improvement from really what his film has been. His film has mostly been a fast, speedy, tall guy. And if he can be a go up and get it guy, I mean, I'm expecting a lot of red zone touchdowns from Nick Mardner in 2023.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that so I don't sound too crazy saying this. I don't want to go ahead and predict that Nick Mardner is going to lead the receiving room in touchdowns this year, but I wouldn't be surprised. I say that because of that tight end-like frame, skinny tight end, if you will, if that's the right word. I can see you deep frying that with the finger pointing. verbal meme. And I would not be shocked. You compared him on the college loop in terms of last Auburn receiver to be able to go up and high point a ball. You can't count Sal Cannella, but look at what Sal Cannella's target red zone targets look like just because he could high point a ball. If that's something that Nick Mardner could bring to the table, I think that's a tremendous weapon for that Hugh Freeze offense. Very interested to see where his skill set is best displayed on Saturday. Moving forward, Dylan, drum roll, please. Your number one you're gonna have the most focus on in terms of most approved, whether that be to the fan base or his coaching staff, in the 2023 installment of the Auburn spring scrimmage.
I'm keeping the wide receiver room, a guy with the most to prove to the coaches, to himself, and to the fans. The guy we've not heard a lot of positive things about this offseason, and we were expecting to hear it every day that the media was out there. Landon King went out there on Monday. He had a few drops, a couple in the end zone, and that's not good. That's unacceptable for a team that's
high. That's bad.
That is unacceptable for a player who is looking to, you know, score points. Landon King has been going this offseason kind of under the radar. We expected him to kind of be up in the same category as Camden Brown and Nick Marner, and he just hasn't been that. He's been mostly playing with the twos, threes, even on the tight end room, he's been playing with the threes. And I only saw him as a wide receiver, but he isn't performing up to his hype. And I beg the question if Landon King has become the most overhyped player on this Auburn team, because Auburn fans are so desperately wanted to see what he can do, what his potential could be. But it seems like maybe he's just not getting it right now. This is like his as one of his, with him being in his third season, this is his third different scheme he's got to learn. And it doesn't really seem like he's getting it right away, even though I think he has the potential and the skill and the talent to do that.
The upside's certainly there.
The upside's there. And it looks like we're looking at the downside this spring. And it's hard to judge based on the 40 minutes I got to see of him. And really not even 40 minutes, really like 10 minutes of him actually running routes. But Landon King really has a lot to prove to me, to the fans, to the coaches, that he can be what we all expect him to be. Because it's there. The talent, again, it's there, but he's just not getting it yet. His drops are happening. He's not getting the route tree properly. A-Day has to be the day he gets it all together, or he's going to fall behind in the spring and in the summer. And you know what? Landon King could very well be back in the portal if he's not going to be in the picture in the fall.
I'm so glad you mentioned Landon King. And we had the privilege, as it is always a privilege, to speak with former Auburn linebacker Brooks Walton on Tuesday, former walk-on. And he mentioned that there are a handful of guys that are just gamers. And that when they get put on a stage where they're in front of a crowd, they just have that extra level of adrenaline. Does not mean that they're not putting in the work at practice. It just means that they're a gamer. When he listed off a couple of guys that he talked about that he played with that were gamers, he mentioned Owen Papo, which, duh. He mentioned Derek Hall. He mentioned Landon King and TJ Finley, for what it's worth. But Landon King, as one of those guys that he's built for the moments, can he get where he needs to be schematically is really probably the question. We know about the athletics of talent. We know about what he brings to the table. Does he plug in correctly here? Now, don't get me wrong. I've been pushing my Coy Moore agenda for a long time now, so I'm not trying to throw any of these receivers out of touches. And my Nick Marner propaganda is firmly underway. I'm about to push another propaganda here in a second, Dylan. But very interesting to see what Landon King brings to the table. And like you said, I think that there's a ton of eyeballs that'll be glued to him on Saturday, just to see what he brings to brings to this scheme in 2023. My number one guy. It is time for my propaganda campaign of Holden Gurner. And Dylan's shaking his head because he's a firm Ashford guy, and that's okay. I want to go ahead and put this out here on the record. Nothing would make me happier than to see Robbie Ashford figure things out. Not just for Auburn, but for the kid. You have to respect Robbie Ashford's passion for the game. He's a incredible case of raw athleticism. I mean, it is unbelievable. I've said it before. I'll say it a million times until I'm blue in the face. If Robbie Ashford could find a way to be an average to above average passer, his ceiling is Nick Marshall. And that's going to get some Auburn fans riled up. I'm sure they'll be in the mentions, and that's fine. You see my Twitter handle right below. I'll plug it in a minute. But Holden Gurner has been I want to go ahead and say just sweetheart of spring practice. I that feels like the right word, because ever since really pro day, when he started gaining some traction, when he was handpicked to be throwing passes to the likes of John Samuel Shanker beyond, the attention has really grown, and the rumors have really swirled that Holden Gerner is firmly in the conversation to be the starting quarterback in 2023. If he has a good game on Saturday, he's going to have some guys on some Auburn fans on his side. And look, no fan base actually enjoys a quarterback battle. That's just a bold-faced lie than anybody that tells you. That being said, it is going to be a point of emphasis. It will be the point of emphasis on Saturday. You may as well call this the Ashford Gerner Bowl. I don't think that's an overreaction, Dylan.
No, not at all. Because look at last year. Last year was TJ Finley versus Robbie Ashford versus Holden Gerner because, you know, Zach Calzada couldn't play. Before that, it was Bo Nix, TJ Finley kind of showing out. And you go back and forth from that, Joey Gatewood, Bo Nix. A-Day is built to kind of see who is hitting their strides in the spring at the quarterback position. And usually whoever plays the best on A-Day is going to be the starting quarterback on game one.
Well, and if you look from Gerner's perspective, this is probably an important offseason for him. If you go into fall camp where you don't think that you can win this job and you go through this season and you don't win this job, then you're probably gone. Quarterback of the future is coming on campus next year in Walker White. That's a statement of fact. He is Hugh's guy. I think a lot of us are really high on him. I know, Dylan, I know you and I are very high on him. If you lose this job to Robbie Ashford or a portal quarterback, I'll go ahead and say it. I'm on the campaign that I don't think Auburn's starting quarterback is on this roster. If you don't show out and have things, the dominoes fall the way you need it to, if you're holding Gerner, it may be a limited number of times you wear the orange blue again. So very, very important day for a lot of guys. Very excited for A-Day. Excited to be hanging out with everybody. Be back on the plains this weekend. Also, we have the Frank Thomas statue unveiling on Saturday. Baseball's got a crazy, crazy series with Texas A&M, and that the Plainsman Park's going to be rowdy all weekend. And I cannot believe the way that the scheduling worked out. It definitely plays to Auburn baseball at Butch and the boys their advantage. That being said, Dylan, that's all we got for today's installment of the Wednesday Auburn Daily Show. I'm Harrison Tarr at By Harrison Tarr on the Bird app over there on Twitter. If you want to check out more of my podcasting work, you can check that out on the College Loop that Dylan's about to plug. That's every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. We've got a really, really fun series going on right now that I'll leave to Dylan so he can plug that and have a little more to say. If you're following along, listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, and ring the bell. Drop your comments about your top three guys that you want to see perform well on the Auburn A-Day spring scrimmage right here on the Auburn Daily Show. And check out more of my written work along with the countless other articles that are there for your reading enjoyment at theauburndaily.com. Make sure you check all that out. Follow along with us, and you can follow our socials at The Auburn Daily. That's Facebook, Twitter, all the whole nine. I don't think they have a MySpace either, though, Dylan. Dylan, I'll let you go ahead and get us out of here. It's always a pleasure talking ball with you.
Yep, and I'm Dylan Lark at Your Boy The Take on Twitter. If you're watching right there, just go ahead and just type that up in Twitter right there. There we go. If you're listening, it's at YABOI The Take. Also catch me on the Monday edition of the Auburn Daily Show with Lance Daw, where we, again, talked about a few guys who have a lot to prove and a few positions that we want to see really perform well on A-Day. Also catch me on the College Loop podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. But this week, every day, leading up to A-Day.
Woo!
We have A-Day Madness going on, so go check that out. But, Tar, you want to do the outro? Or?
I'll hit it there. We'll see you guys same place, same time tomorrow on the Auburn Daily Show. I will see you guys again on Friday with the legendary Lindsey Crosby. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Be safe traveling to Auburn, Alabama, if you are doing so this weekend. And we look forward to hanging out with all you guys. Have a great rest of your afternoon.